Vegans, the heroes of our time.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Манай нэвтрүүлгүүд олон хэлээр гардаг. Зочлохыг suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Because you can read a thousand sutras, can read hundreds of Bibles, or any other documents, spiritual documents, would never get you anywhere. Huh? Yeah.
Yes.
Never give you the experience that you want, or the experience that is spoken of in the Holy Scriptures. Spoken, but nobody can have it, except by the initiation with the real master.
Yes. Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olasis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Jak se máte means how are you in Czech, the official language of the Czech Republic. My name is Sophie. The wondrous inhabitants of the Czech Republic admire your understanding and love for all living souls, including our beloved animal friends. The Czech Republic, also known as Czechia, is a peaceful country in Central Europe that has historically served as a bridge between East and West. It is surrounded by Germany, Poland, Slovakia, and Austria and comprises three regions: Bohemia in the west, Moravia in the east, and Silesia in the northeast. Czechia's largest city and capital, Prague, is in Bohemia. It is one of Europe's most visited cities, with a rich history dating back over 1,000 years. Czech architecture is unique in that it combines classical, Baroque, and Gothic elements with ornate colonnades. Two examples are St. Vitus Cathedral and St. George's Basilica, both situated within the Prague Castle complex. The second and third biggest cities, Brno and Ostrava, are located in Moravia and Silesia, respectively. Outside of urban areas, the countryside is characterized by rolling green hills and low mountains where forests and stately castles can be found. Four national parks have been established and are so outstanding they have even served as filming locations. Podí National Park, in particular, offers mountain biking and hiking trails. Whether you are fond of culture or the wonders of nature, you are sure to be satisfied by the Czech Republic. We were privileged to introduce the distinctive Czech Republic to you, uplifting viewers. We wish that your heartfelt prayers for all souls to repent and become vegan will soon be heard to save our planet and its inhabitants. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored One Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Heart, Vegan Food Companies, Vegan Far Products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders. Participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Sunday, April 25th, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Traveling Businessman and a Trustworthy Ghost, Part 2 of 6, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 25th, 2021.
Any other questions? This earphone doesn't hear very well. Say something so I can hear whether or not. You're like a herd, you know. You have herd immunity or not? I remember I saw in some film somewhere, you know, or the aliens, when the leader or somebody says something, they always say, uh-huh, all together, you know, uh-huh, all together, big group. I can't remember what name that is. It's a comedy about alien babies and, you know, alien people who came and fell in love with a earthling, a woman, and stuff like that. Okay, any other questions?
No matter.
Okay. Did you rehearse in advance?
No.
Because you always say, like in a group, you know, no, master, yes, master. Like this, the aliens in that film. Okay, if you don't have any more questions. So I read you a story. Or not? Yes. From the same book? I was seeing somewhere where it talks something about Solomon, saying that Solomon has another kind of Bible, but it's not written. And I was thinking, wow. Just like us, eh? Yeah. In the Buddhist Sutra, they say that the real Dharma is transmitted without spoken words, without written words, without sutra, without holy writings. So probably the same, huh? They all say the same thing, huh?
Yes,
your master gives you initiation, same stuff, huh? Yeah. There's nothing written in the Bible at all or in any Buddhist sutra.
No.
Huh?
No.
Yes. Yeah, that's the way it is. Chinese, they say, 教外别传, meaning outside of the scriptures, the method will be transmitted outside of the scriptures. Yes. That's what it is. And the Diamond Sutra says also, if you use the forms or the sound to understand the Dharma, the teaching, then it's not it. So that's why the initiation doesn't have any form, doesn't have any sound. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Because the form and the sound are from this world. It's not the real teaching. Only the one from heaven, direct, within yourself, transmitted by the master. That is the real teaching, without talking. Yeah. Because you can read 1,000 sutras, can read hundreds of Bibles, or any other documents, spiritual documents, would never get you anywhere. Huh? Yeah. Never give you the experience that you want, or the experience that is spoken of in the holy scriptures. Spoken, but nobody can have it, except by the initiation with the real master.
Yes.
Everybody can read the sutra, say, oh, you know, you can see God, you can see light, you can hear the music inside, but nobody sees anything. Nobody hears anything. Oh, you can read the 1,000 sutras. It may say the same thing and describe all the experiences, but you never see anything. You can read it. Just like reading money reports on TV, but you don't have any. you know it, huh? I'm glad you laugh. It's good, it's good. It means you are enlightened. It's different, eh? Different when you're enlightened, when you're not, eh? Okay, I read you something. We talk about money. Now I'm reading you something about a business. Man. Just by the way, is it right here? This is about a traveling businessman. And a ghost. A trustable ghost? You can say that? Meaning you can trust him.
Trustworthy.
Thank God I talk to you sometimes. Otherwise, I don't know human language anymore. Sometimes I still need to deal with many things in Chinese. And I say to them, oh, lucky that I can speak some Chinese. Because not everything can be, how I say, written and sent by email.
Yes, Master.
Yes.
Something sometimes confidential, sometimes they have to explain, sometimes it takes too long to write, so I have to still speak in Chinese, and it's good so, otherwise I forget. Just now we did some meditation and prayer for the vegan world, huh?
Yes, Master.
Were you in?
Yes, Master.
I mean, really in your heart?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, I was crying so hard.
Aww.
I was crying so much. Yes. And I told all the heavens that they have to do something. Because in the physical world, I have some limitations. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I told them they have to put all their power together and do something to help the animals. I told them, don't help me. don't need to help me. Whatever happens to me, it happens. Just help the animals. They suffer so much. And in turn, they make humans suffer so much too. Oh, I was crying my heart out with heaven. I wonder if you heard me. Did you hear me, Noah? You're too busy in Samadhi, right? No, I'm sure you are sincere. I'm sure you're sincere. It's good. Just to let you know that I'm not over that yet. Huh?
Yes, Master.
Actually, I don't need this. I hear you well. Oh, I did plug it in, but it doesn't work. Just much more trouble. All right, I still put it on so that the, whoever bought it feels happy. Yeah. Yeah, he feels satisfied, you know, like he's done some good thing. He feels boom, boom, boom inside. All right, here comes. A rich man has a son whom he loved immensely with all his heart. But one day, the son came to talk to the father, talk to this rich man, saying, Father, I have never gone away from home to do any business yet. Nowadays, I see that you are not very young anymore. And should it happen that one day you have to leave this physical world, then I worry that at that time I will not be able to do any business as I will not have had any experience then. So the father said to the son, yeah, you're right. Is it true that I and your mother both are very old now, but we are very wealthy? Yeah. And except for you, no one is here to take care of both of us, meaning the father and the mother, yeah. So is it better, I think, that you stay here with us? You don't need to do any business. Why would you want to leave me and your mom and go away? So the son replied. He insisted that he already, you know, decided. He said to the father, I'm already determined in this direction. And the father said, oh, so be it then. Okay, now you take 100 gold pieces and then go wherever you want to go and then buy and sell anything that you would like to. But you must remember, never do any business with someone else. Meaning he should just be independent and do all the transactions all by himself. The son took the money and left. He went with the ship to the other side of the sea to see other countries. Yes. Over there, he sold until he earned a big sum of money. Yeah. And he himself became very rich. Well, that's typical of children. They want to be also something, yes? Yeah. To be like independent and able, yes, successful.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, Master.
It's okay, so, and why not? It's just the parents felt that they are rich enough and the son doesn't have to go anywhere. But, you know, children, when they're grown up, they like to make adventures and be themselves, you know, independent and feel like grown up and successful. All right. And then he heard that there was a very big land somewhere very far away. And over there may be better opportunities for business. So he also packed up and went there. Before he went into the capital of that country, he saw a farmer plowing the field.
Yeah. Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
So he said hello and wished him well and all that. And then the farmer responded to his courtesy, also wished him well. You know, like in the Arab countries, when you see them, they will say, peace be on you. Yeah?
Yes, 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 Master.
Assalamu alaikum. Something like that. Yes?
Yes, yes, Master. Yes, Master.
Maybe my Arabic is not that good, but that's what I heard. And then also like in England or America, when you see somebody, not all of them do that to a stranger, but some people will say, hi, how are you? And the other will say, hey, I'm okay, and you? Something like that. Yeah. How are you, by the way? I forgot.
Good, very good, very good. Very good.
Tender viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Traveling Businessman and a Trustworthy Ghost, Part 2 of 6, on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your lives be spiritual and happy.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.